Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Good morning to all of you who are here and those who are watching on television, especially those in hospitals or at home, and those in particular who are suffering with the virus. We pray for you today and always, each day, offer prayers and sacrifices for your health. My sisters and brothers, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Christe eleison, Christe eleison,
Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. The word of the Lord.
Close to all who come.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No. In all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
everyone who is watching on television and listening on radio, to the inmates in our corrective facilities throughout the diocese. I know many of them listen on Sundays to the Mass, the homilies, and the Eucharist. So the greetings to each one of you. And again, to all those who are at home or in hospital suffering from the virus. And a very special greeting to Father Pete Elizardo, who I'm sure is watching the Mass this morning. He is recovering well. It'll still take some time to get his strength back, but I talked to him on Friday, and he sounds much, much better. So thank God for that. What is the basis of our faith? Why do I believe? What is the foundation for my faith, for your faith? We could recite perhaps several doctrines, dogmas, a moral code. There's things that we certainly use to base our actions, our attitudes, our way of life. But what's the core? And that's what St. Paul is reaching into today in the letter of his to the Romans in chapter 8. And I would certainly encourage all of us, I know I'm going to use it this week, to go back and review chapter 8 of the book of Romans. Because St. Paul was speaking to the church in Rome of what is at the very heart of being a follower of Christ, a disciple of Jesus Christ, that we live by his Spirit. We live with his Spirit dwelling in us. That's something that escapes us all so easily, that Christ lives in me. Christ lives alive in you through his Spirit that has been given to us. If God is for us, who can be against us? That's a strong statement, especially living in the world that we live in today, with so much going on, so much negativity, so much evil going on. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who will condemn us? And it is at that point that St. Paul unfolds for the Christians in Rome, who were both Gentile and Jewish converts. He gives what you and I profess every Sunday, a little bit of a creed, the heart of the creed. He says, who will condemn us? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather, who was raised, who is now at God's right hand, and who intercedes for us. What can separate us from that? That's our core, sisters and brothers. That should be why we do what we do. That should be the reason why we're here today. To acknowledge, to embrace, to accept, again, that truth. Jesus Christ died out of love for you and me. A person, God in the flesh, made man, human, died on the cross because he loves you and me. That he was raised from the dead, he is now at God's right hand, and he's there for us. Who can separate us from that reality? With that, St. Paul gives a perspective to the Christians in Rome amidst their own persecutions, amidst the possibility that they may be facing their own death because of what they believe in. They participated in civil life. They participated in the normal everyday life, but they stood out. They stood out because when there is a conflict with their faith, they would back away. They would profess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I believe for us, as never before, at least in our lifetime, we need to return. We need to ask ourselves that basic question, who can separate us from the love of God? Are we driven by opinions? Are we driven to live in this world by ideologies? Or do we have the courage to be a witness to that very fact, that God loves me so much, you so much, my enemy so much, that he died for them, for you, for me, for everyone. For everyone who is different than I am, from everyone who is like I am, which, by the way, there's no one like that, nor for you either. We're all unique. But God died, Jesus died for all peoples, because he wanted all to be saved. He wanted us all to accept that love. That was his passion. And that is why he died for us. God loves us so much, who can separate us from his love? This is our faith, and this is what gives us the perspective to live in this confused world today. I think this morning, as we walk away from here, we should have a mission in our hearts. How can I witness to that very basic fact, to that very basic doctrine of who I am to my brothers and sisters? How much is that alive in me, that God loves me or God loves you so much that nothing can separate us from that love? We know many people that are hurting. We know many people that feel unjustly treated. We know many people that have suffered racism. We know many people rejected in our society today because of where they're from. How can we be a witness? How can we be a different presence to them? Maybe we'll never meet people on a large scale as we see on television. But what about that neighbor next door? What about that person at work? What about that family member? To be able to witness to them that nothing can separate us from the love of God. I don't want you to think too lofty or too big, how that can be. I got in the elevator over here at Tower 2, where our offices are now, and I got in it, and there was a lady in there. And it was, you know, how are you? We had a kind of a long way to go. So I simply said, I am really tired of all this. And she kind of looked at me and said, yeah, me too. And as we parted ways, I thought, you idiot. What kind of a witness was that? What kind of a witness is that to someone you don't even know? Maybe I did know her. I can't tell who people are with their masks on. And thank you for wearing your mask too. How do we do that? So if we really believe that, can this pandemic, can the unrest in our society, can all that's going on separate us from God's love? By an attitude, by a way of speech, by a way of acting, can it demonstrate that I don't believe in the love of God? I mean, full all the way to the end. That's our mission. When the Holy Father tells us today that we are missionary disciples, it's to that person in the elevator. It's to that patient that comes into a doctor's office. It's that person in the office. It's that neighbor. It's that family member who simply by what I say or do, my attitude, that I tell them nothing can separate me from the love of God. Which means with the fruits of the Spirit, a bit of joy, a bit of hope, a bit of faith, a bit of generosity, so many things that are the fruit of the Holy Spirit living in us. That's what St. Paul was encouraging the church in Rome to do, and that's what today I want to encourage myself, but also encourage you. Let's be true witnesses to this fact, that my life, my heart is so embedded with that truth. Nothing can separate me from God's love, because I recognize that God has loved me by dying on the cross for me, being raised from the dead for me, sitting at God's right hand and interceding for me. I don't want to be separated from that, and I know you don't either. But we have to acknowledge that. We have to, in the midst of all the confusion that's going on, focus ourselves enough to realize that is my truth. That's who I am. That's who I want to be. And that's who I want to witness to others as well. And that is why St. Paul could so strongly say to the church in Rome, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nothing in the present and nothing in the future, no power, no height, no depth, nor any other creature or person will be able to separate us from the love of Christ. That is a powerful, powerful perspective on life. But it is our perspective as men and women of faith. Without that, we're like everybody else. And we need to be the leaven in the bread. We need to be the salt. We need to be the light, especially now. And we're all saying, where is all this going? Let's be a positive force. Let's be something different. Let's be a bit of salt, a bit of light, a bit of leaven this week, wherever we are. To do so, we also have to realize one other thing. With that reality strong in my life, I am not in charge. How many of us have said, when is this going to end? They ask me, people ask, I don't know. What's next? I don't know. Because there's something that's moving among us very quietly, not only a pandemic, but the Holy Spirit. And that is why we have to be people who know how to discern, who know how to listen, who know how to look and see, and match what's happening with what Jesus said, this is what we could do. We don't have a pre-made package deal for the future. We have to be people who discern and listen, which means we have to give everything to God and do our part. That being said, I want to end with the beautiful prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola, whose feast day we celebrated on Friday. St. Ignatius, as you know, was the founder of the Jesuits. He was the youngest of 13 children in Spain. His mother died just after childbirth, so he was pretty much orphaned. He was kind of an interesting character. He kind of thought a lot of himself. He dressed like royalty, even though he was a kid. He wanted to be chivalrous. He looked at all the stories that were going on at the time. He loved the military. In fact, he joined the military and was wounded. And it was at that point, being wounded and in recovery, that he had time to think about himself, to read some things, to read the scriptures, and to really ask that question which St. Paul is offering, who am I? What's this all about? And I bring him up because, sisters and brothers, during this pandemic, if anything, it's a time to say, who am I? Not what's the future going to be. Who am I in the midst of this? Everything's a grace. Everything's a gift. But in through his conversion, he realized that he had to give his life to God. And this is the beautiful prayer that he wrote, which may seem a little bit difficult for us, but he said, "Take, Lord, and receive my liberty, my freedom. Take my memory, take my understanding, my entire will, all that I have and all that I own. You have given them to me, and to you, Lord, I return them. Everything is yours. Do with it what you want. Give me only your love and your grace, and that's enough." I think if that attitude of St. Ignatius circulated among us more, that we're not in charge. We give our life, all that we have, all the talents we have to God, and then he uses us for what he wants, not what we want, but what he wants. May God give us that grace to understand that nothing will separate us from God's love.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And on the third day he rose again from heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now let us bring our prayers and our petitions before the Lord, who answers all we ask.
For the church, that we may continually rededicate ourselves to feeding the hungry, satisfying the thirsty, clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger, caring for the ill, and visiting the imprisoned, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders across the country and around the world may work together, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are unable to join us around this table, and for those who bring the Eucharist to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be a welcoming community, always inviting those with sincere hearts to join us at our feast, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Mary Zarate, Julio R. Gomez, Frank Garza Jr., Robert Wilson Sr., Mary Beth Farrell, Maria de los Angeles Garcia, Agapito Ortega, and for the special intentions of Jen Norell, and in reparation for offenses to Our Lady, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, as your children, trusting in the fact that nothing can separate us from your love, we ask you to hear these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of the spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, He humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us eternal life. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty.
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
For spiritual communion, my Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Our fathers have told us, These we will not hide from their children, but will tell them to the next generation. The glories of the Lord and his might, and the marvelous deeds he has done. My shepherd, no want shall I know. I feed in green pastures, the fold I rest. He leadeth my soul well. A still water flows, restores me when wandering, redeem when oppressed, restores me when wandering, redeem. Death, oh, I stray, since thou art my guardian, no evil I fear, thy rod shall defend me, my step is...
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.
We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the Passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Are there announcements? Well, we pray that everyone continue to stay safe and well as we venture with the Lord through this pandemic. El Señor esté con ustedes. La bendición de Dios Todopoderoso, Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo, descienda sobre ustedes.
Vayamos adelante. La misa ha terminado.
Demos gracias a Dios.